Turning around a company can be almost as hard as turning around a group of corporate executives, especially when they're expected to dance and sing. Commentator Dick George lived the experience.
A company where I worked was planning its big national sales meeting. I had hoped to avoid being drafted onto the planning committee, but there I was, anxiously fidgeting, dreading to hear those words. Oh, please don't someone say those words, but somebody went and said it. Let's make our meeting fun. This is when people look at me. Okay, I had once produced a comedy show for local public television. Does that make me Mel Brooks? Do I want to be responsible for entertaining a room full of sales stars and executives from all over the country? As I feared, fun became my action item. My best hope was to come up with something that would require so much effort from senior management that they'd turn it down and I'd be off the hook. I had an idea. Dress the top 10 executives in top hats and tails, give them canes, and have them open the meeting in a chorus line, dancing and lip-syncing a parody of One Singular Sensation. One singular sensation, every little step she takes. There's not an executive in America that would have the nerve to do this, I thought. It's perfect. My blood froze when they told me they loved it. Still, in my naivete, I thought maybe, just maybe, this could work. If the steps were simple and the song was short, how tough could it be? I found out at rehearsal when the number of cast members who showed up was approximately none. Where were my high-priced sales executives? In the bar. Finally, I assembled my happy hour-fueled cast. No one had even read, much less memorized, the lyrics. So I shouted out the words as they staggered through a rehearsal. Then I lost them to phone calls, possible deals, and the hospitality suite. The next morning, the big moment arrived. The room went dark, the first notes of music were heard, and the cast appeared, looking way outside their comfort zone. As the song began, there was no attempt to lip-sync whatsoever. Just doing the steps was going to require every ounce of concentration they could muster. Two steps forward went fine. Two steps back were ragged. It was on two steps right that bodies collided and canes clattered onto the stage. The audience was dumbfounded. The entire senior management of their Fortune 500 company was flailing about on stage like wounded walruses. For a few seconds, the spectators didn't know what to do. But then, a miracle. The cast was not giving up. They got on their feet and somehow faked it the rest of the way, earning the respect, if not the admiration, of the audience, who rewarded them with a generous ovation. Things worked out pretty well for me. I was banned from the planning committee for life.
Dick George is a writer who lives in Baldwin, Maryland.